Ksuvas Perk Vav Mishnah Base 6:2, and now the Mishnah for the rest of the chapter turns the topic of Nadunya. The Nadunya, a Nadunya is a dowry. That's the amount of money or other assets that the parents, the father of the bride, commit to the groom that she'll be bringing into the marriage. So our Mishnah wants to ask a very interesting question, which is, what happens if there's a Nadunya commitment, which is certainly binding, and the husband now can expect it and demand that he gets his Nadunya and not continue on to the Nisuin, to the functional marriage that's delivered. But what happens if between the Erisin, when the Nadunya was committed, and the Nisuin, when they actually move in together, the husband dies? So if the husband dies, I'll call him the groom, if the groom dies and he has no children, so then the mitzvah of Yibum kicks in, so now his brother that's surviving him would step into his shoes and would be the one to marry through Yibum or through Chalitza and sever the connection between him and this, now the bride, who's now a widow. The question is, can the surviving brother, now the Yavam doing Yibum, can he demand that his would-be father-in-law provide the same Nadunya, the same dowry that he promised to the late brother? So the Mishnah says, Haposek ma'os l'chosno. If a person commits to a certain Nadunya, a certain dowry to his son-in-law, future son-in-law, meaning they're legally married again, but not practically married, umes chosno, but then that groom dies prior to Nisuin, so they never actually ever functionally married. Amru Chachamim, the rabbi said, Yachulhu sheyomar. He's within his rights to say to La'achicha, the brother, the surviving brother is doing Yibum, La'achicha ha'isi rota liten. To your brother, yes, I intended, I was happy, I wanted to give this dowry. V'lach, but as for you, if she liten, I just don't want to give it. I'm not interested in giving you my dowry. And therefore, if you want to do Yibum, great. If you don't want the chalitza, that's fine too, but I'm not giving you the dowry either way, to induce you to marry my daughter. So then the Chacham are saying that the father-in-law is within his rights to do so. He doesn't have to give the dowry. And that's that. Worth pointing out is that many Rishonim learn that this is only true in a scenario where there was an explicit condition that the dowry was to be delivered upon Nisuin, functional marriage. But if that wasn't the case, and already the dowry was committed without explicitly committed that he, the groom, marry her, the bride, so then many Rishonim learn that since the brother, the Yavam, is stepping into the late brother's shoes, so then he indeed is entitled to and should get the dowry that was promised to him. Now, putting that aside just for a moment, the Mefarshim speak out, the Bartuna brings, this whole din is true even if the original groom was, let's say, an Am HaAretz, whereas the Yavam, the brother, is a Talmud Chacham, so he's like a step up in terms of potential husbands. It doesn't matter. The father is entitled to say, listen, I just happen to like that guy. I don't care that he was an Am HaAretz, and I'm not paying you the dowry no matter what, and he's within his rights to do so, and that's how it's going to be.